This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back. Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5 and time for a checkup. And good to see this man back in studio. Always good to see Dr. Luke Angerreiser from Ulta Point. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me again, Sean.
This is a new part of what y'all are doing with Ulta Point, this expansion. It's called First Step.
Yeah, so we talked before about the Behavioral Health Crisis Center here in Mobile.
Right.
We've been open for about 3 years. And one of the unmet needs that we've really helped with at the Crisis Center has been people that are trying to get away from alcohol and other drugs. And due to the really intense community need, we have built a standalone 6-bed medically managed withdrawal unit specifically for people with these issues.
You know, you've talked with me before about this, and there are those two parts. There's like ongoing outpatient working with people, but there is, especially you talk about opioids and then alcohol, there sometimes you have to have a, what was the old term, was detox, right?
I mean, yeah. So the old term is detox. We call it medically managed withdrawal.
Okay, I can't keep up with, but that thing that we all know, and that is. Is that in all cases or some case? Like, do you work with some? Does everybody go through that who has one of these problems?
Not everyone necessarily needs medically managed withdrawal, but most people that have a very serious history with regular alcohol and opioid use will need help with that first step.
Now, listen to this. Dr. Angerreiser and I talked about this before, and it was surprising. Alcohol, people think, it's, I don't want to use the word benign, it's not, but that. It's one of the things that just cold turkey, another non-medical term coming from me, could kill you.
Absolutely. And alcohol. And one of the problems, somebody that really wants to stop using alcohol and opioids, the first step is stopping and then going through the withdrawal. That can be incredibly painful and uncomfortable. With alcohol, as you said, it is medically dangerous as well.
Just surprised me because I thought, because it's the way it's ubiquitous in the society. And here's this thing that could be deadly if you just cold turkey.
Yeah. So if someone's been using alcohol regularly, when they stop using, they can go through withdrawal and kind of on the mild side, maybe an elevation in blood pressure, heart rate, some shaking in their hands. But that, as that progresses, it can lead to very serious medical outcomes like seizures or confusion, disorientation that we call delirium tremens, and can even lead to death if not treated.
On the opioid or the fentanyl side too, you've talked about ways to lessen that as people get clean or get off this,
right. There's
ways to ease that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And with opioids, it's typically not life-threatening, but so incredibly painful. You know, somebody that is trying to
quit. I hear people say you get sick.
Oh, so sick. So, intense joint aches, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, sweating, increase in anxiety, not able to sleep. And this can go on for days and days. And, somebody that's really motivated to stop, they just can't go through that. It becomes just so excruciatingly painful.
It becomes the impediment, becomes the wall, even though their soul or their brain, whichever, maybe part of both, wants to get to the other side of this.
Right. Yeah. But it's just so painful that they're not able to do it on their own.
So you got the facility here at First Step, but What are they? I mean, there are medicines, right, that you can use to...
Yeah. So we treat alcohol withdrawal and opioid withdrawal very differently with different kinds of medications, but medications are very effective. So on the alcohol side, for both opioids and alcohol, we typically will use a medicine called gabapentin, which can decrease the anxiety significantly. For alcohol specifically, we use a class of medications called benzodiazepines, specifically a medicine called Ativan, which can help somebody safely and comfortably get through alcohol withdrawal. And then on the opioid side, we use a medicine called buprenorphine or commonly known as Suboxone to help people with opioid withdrawal symptoms.
Okay. So they go through that process here with the medicine and the facility. But then eventually... I mean, it's over, right? Or how do you make sure you mitigate the amount of people going right back to it?
Yeah, so we our focus at First Step is to get people through that acute withdrawal period, but then that's not all we do. So we have peer specialists that connect people with community resources, 12-step programs. We have discharge planners and therapists that can really help people with kind of getting the social supports that they need. On the medical side, there are medications that will help people stay in recovery.
Okay.
So we have medications that can help significantly with alcohol cravings and opioid cravings, and we will typically start those when somebody is getting towards the end of that withdrawal period.
But I mean, that's the mental side, right? Because we go through the withdrawal, the physical side of it. But let's say it's out of their system. We've gotten through using these techniques, mm-hmm. but
If somebody's using substances regularly, there are changes in the brain that are not permanent, but they can be, you know, lasting for months after somebody stops using that substance. And kind of because of those brain changes, there could be very intense thoughts of going back to using substances that we call cravings. But we have really effective medications that can greatly reduce those cravings and help somebody stay in recovery.
Okay, so it is you deal with it acutely, but then you deal with it afterwards with the maintenance.
Exactly. And we connect everybody with either outpatient or inpatient programs, depending on what they need to help foster that continued recovery.
Okay. So unmet need being met by what y'all are doing. Somebody listening to us themselves or want to give this information to somebody else? Is this something, do you have to have a recommendation? How do they get in?
Best first step, they can just call AltaPoints Access to Caroline. That's 251-450-2211, 450-2211. Just call that number, say what kind of help they're looking for, and they will help walk them through that process.
Dr. Ingarajar, as always, appreciate having you on the show, and come back soon.
All right, thanks so much, Sean.